Hello, everybody. Good morning, hello, everyone. That be Islam, huh? Thank you too much for this opportunity to be here, myself and Larry as well. Me too, like, glad too much. We so happy, so glad to be here with the people around the Mount and everywhere else. We are the same people. God, am it very good. Huh? God belong you me. Our God is the best God. We serve. You me seven. Islam is a little bit turning the other way around. Me too, Allah, myself and Larry, I glad long spend them time with them, you, Allah, lo here, lo Australia. Spend a time with you people here in Australia, Mount Cumbia. So we're very happy about that. We thank God for that, for allowing us to come and spend time with you. We all about to learn. It's all about our training, and that's why we're here for. We do some of the thing with Nepal. We try to farm fish, so that's why we're here. And then also we want to learn about you people, your culture. So we, yeah, a little bit big training as we're here with Nigel. So one of the most important thing, we want to feel fat, closer, get into, not just you're different. You know, we live in a different country, like you people here in Australia, but it's part of a partnership to build relationship. Then you people can come over to our place. So it's free there. We've got some family living in Port Vila, as you said, they told me last, yes. We can arrange this, so you can come to Port Vila, then to Sando, then to Ambai, to anywhere, yeah. So we'll be cheaper. We'll be cheaper, yeah. So I try to build one of the little hut in our place, so accommodating you people when you come over to Vanuatu, so cheaper, eh? Yes. Without food, like we've got taro, banana, and all this. But it's the same kind of meat we eat, and then pork, beef, chicken, yeah, we've got some fish, the good meat. Amen? So, yeah, what I'm going to say this morning is just to thank God. We thank God for everything. Eh? Like Pastor Nigel, he is a very good teacher in here in Mount Cumbia. And if we've got one teacher like Nigel in Vanuatu, but we try to, yeah, we can do it in Bislam, eh? But not in English. Okay. We want to encourage the church here this morning. Second letter of Timothy. That's Paul's false letter to young Timothy when he's a minister. Second letter of Timothy to Paul. A false letter to Timothy. Chapter 3, 15, 16. 15:16. The Holy Scripture are able in are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Paul's letter to young Timothy, encouraging him about the word of God. We know about the word of God. He's our food, a spiritual food. And like we ate in the morning bread or whatever, but to feed our spiritual life is the word of God, only the word of God. So Paul is encouraging young Timothy to be firm in his ministry when he surrounded with the word of God. So what is the purpose of the word of God doing in the lives of the people, or even in the lives of young Timothy? By faith, there's some of the things that in the word of God doing in the lives of Christian people, like it's teaching, rebuking, correcting, and all this stuff. They're good stuff for us. So I cannot teach you, or you cannot tell me what to do, but the word of God, when you read the word of God can teach you, training you to do that. That's very good. A very encouraging word like Paul to Timothy. And this morning as we read, this, you can take it by yourself that this is mine, and it's mine. Through faith in Christ Jesus, all scripture is God bread. All bread, okay? Every living things. It says again in 2 Peter 1:3, the divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, He has given us His very great and precious promise, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. Amen. So that's a good thing. Like Paul is encouraging young Timothy, but ourselves as well. We are encouraged by the word of God. So we don't get trapped by the evil desire, but we get along with the good things, that we have good desire with the Lord and praising Him and worshiping Him, and we feel happy about that, enjoying life. In the spirit, to build our faith in. And the word have spoken to you, are life, a spirit, and they are life. This word is life, is spiritual, spirit, and it's life. So when Pastor Nigel is talking to us, Sunday by Sunday, or even through the weeks, he's giving us life or bread, so you can have more bread in the spirit. Eh? When we get under the water, so you have to get up to get fresh air, to get another breath, then you go dive. The same with our spiritual life. When we get deeper into the Word of God, we maturely become strong Christian in our lives. Amen? So you dive into the Word of God. That means through our study, meditating, and praying and seeking God in the Holy Spirit, then our faith grows. It doesn't matter the world's corrupt or something, but it doesn't remove you because you pay in Christ. Your faith is strong. Amen? So that's how we encourage people. We are the body of Christ. We are the children of God. We are one. Very encouraging word, like Timothy, Paul encouraging young Timothy. He's a young minister. Like you people, not like Pastor Nigel, he's a pastor, but every one of us, we are the minister. Every one of us, we are the minister of Christ. Amen? Is that true, Nigel? Pastor Nigel? Yeah. Every one of us, we are the minister of Christ. We are the shoulder of Christ. This is the word of God. This is the sword of the Spirit. That once you stood up and say something, you stand up and say something, this word of God cuts in the hearts of the person. Okay? It's cut through the hearts, then it departs to the place where he can come to the right decision. Amen? Good. The problem with my eyes, so I cannot see well, so I forgot my my class. So anyway, I try to make it. Yes, it says again here that we start life in the, we start live. So I try that. Oh,
more,
thanks.
More
oh, good.
Good.
Ah, yeah. No. Okay. We start life in the kingdom of God, totally washed clean by the word of God. You are already clean. Yeah, it says here, you are already clean of the word I have spoken to you. So, it keeps you clean. So, well, we've got some clothing here. We need to wash with the water. Eh? But in the heart, different water. It's the word of God. Eh? The word of God can make our heart clean. It keeps you clean. The word of God planted in our hearts keep us free from sin. He can, then he, in Psalms 119, it says, how can a man, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to his word. Don't try to live righteous or something, but it's him alone can do that for us. I cannot do, you cannot do, but him alone can do that for us. Just about the word of God. And it says again in 2 Peter 1:19, it says, and we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawn and the morning star rises in your hearts. Sometimes your heart is dark, full of weariness and full of anything. So when you read the word of God, it gives you light to brighten your heart, to brighten your path to walk, then it gives you the direction where you can follow. Amen? Sometimes you don't know what to do. So when you open up the word of God, he can tell you, he can guide you where to go, where to live. The command of the Lord are ready, radiant, giving lights to the eye. As a boy with the eye here, it guides us to walk. When you had a bad eye, then you need someone to lead you. Now your light is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. The entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Very important. It says here that our eyes is the entrance. The word of God can give us the light, then give us the understanding, then the way we live. Matthew 4:4, that Jesus answered the devil, says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out from the mouth of God. Amen? So, we are the mouth of God. We are the mouthpiece of God. And when we full of the word of God, then you can say to the devil, depart from me. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's the Bible. It's the word of God. Amen. We are the conqueror. We are more than a conqueror. Amen. So the word of God is very, very good and very powerful, living and active, to do so much in our lives. It causes spiritual growth. And in Paul's letter, 1 Corinthians 3, 1 and 2, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, merry infant in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. We have to understand that the Word of God is like, we Christians, we need the Word of God, because like a small kid or a new baby, he wants the milk from his mother. And we have the desire from our heart, and seek God for the Word of God to come in our heart. And the Word of God says to us that by our hearing, hearing the Word of God. And if we had a bad ear, you cannot hear, then how you can grow? So when Pastor Nigel is talking to us, we hear. Then when we hear, we obey, we receive it. Then we grow our spiritual life. It grows our spiritual life. So that's the cause of the spiritual growth. And sometime, like baby Christian, we call it baby Christian and mature Christian. So every time in our growth, we need to grow. Baby get to grow. In our Christian maturity, we need to grow, not baby. We need to grow. It doesn't matter you've got gray hair, white hair, but you need to grow maturely in your spiritual life. Amen? I'm getting older, but I'm little piccinini, small, little. I'm baby Christian. No, but I'm encouraging you, church, that we should grow in our Christian life so that all of us, we are the same people. So you can preach, you can testify, you can say anything, because we belong to God. Amen? Amen. So we enjoy that. So Paul is saying to the Christian people in Corinth, because they are not ready. They are not ready. They had no desire about the Word of God, so they're not ready about that. So later on, it happened, as well as some of us, that sometime, you're not sure, then it come about the time when you start to pick up, then you grow and grow and grow. Amen? So that's a good thing. We need to grow. And our salvation, it may grow up in your salvation. So we have to know our salvation, whether you save or not. This is a great salvation. This is the main thing in our lives that Jesus came for, and he gave us life. God's aim for each of us is expressed in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 12 and 15, that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen? So we have to understand that the Word of God richly in us, so that we have to come mature. We have to come to maturity, the maturity of Christian life, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's through our faith. You've got faith, I have faith. Every one of us, we build together, then we grow up together until we reach the mark. Until we reach the mark. Amen? So sometimes we're not ready, but Paul is encouraging us. The Word of God is encouraging us this morning so that we have to crop together. We grow together until we come to the maturity. Until we all understand the maturity of the spiritual life. Amen. So Thank you very much for this time in the morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for Brother Nigel. He's a good teacher. He's a good teacher. I should sit the back there so he can blah, 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 and say everything. But one thing that we experience in Vanuatu, it's not like you here, but in Vanuatu, all want to speak. Everyone want to come in front. I want to, you know. But here, the language problem. That's the language problem. Because complicated with our language, our own language, then Bislama, then friends, my friend. Very hard to get over this one of the thing that I have to manage myself, how to speak, how to say it the right way. Otherwise, I start from the top to bottom, not starting from bottom to top, you see? So in Bislama, so I can tell you something, but different. Yeah, so I'm very happy with you people. I'm so happy I'm here. So with a church here in Mount Cambia, I think this is the main church is supporting us in Vanuatu. I can say that. Yeah. It's true, willing to BMI, but my heart is always here in Mount Cambia because he's always supporting us in Vanuatu. So we're praying for people in the Mount, and we also pray for other friends in our BMI leaders. So we pray for people. So, and we try to build our relationship or partnership, then you people should come to Vanuatu. Yeah. You may spend for a week. That's okay. No problem. So we can catch up with you in Fort Vila or Sando. Anyway, we can catch up with you. Just little island. You can go from here and good fun with the aeroplane. From Fort Vila to Sando, 1 hour. Then send it to our place, 15 minutes from air. You can hop over, see all the little islands under. Very good fun. Yeah. So, Neville is coming every year. He used to travel every year. But you people are allowed to come. Yeah. It's not for Neville to come, but you people are allowed to come. We have no boundary. We have no laws or anything that can block you. No, you can come. Yeah, so that's what some of the things I have to let you know, and some of the reports. People in Vanuatu, they're good people. They're doing well, but we need more to learn, to catch up with some of the things like you people here. Yeah, so thank you very much, Brother Nigel, for allowing me to say something. Amen.